No change without struggle. No one in power ain't giving up nothing. No change without struggle. No one in power.
Hello, welcome to A Public Affair. I am STD Noor. We have an interesting show today. We'll be talking with Vicky Berenson of Safe Skies Clean Water about the decision by the Air Force to site a squadron of F-35 fighter planes here in our community, and what the future bodes, and you know what we might still try and do against that decision. Vicky Berenson is with us from Safe Skies Clean Water. Hi, Vicky. I guess
Hi,
we don't need to. Yeah, thanks for joining us. We don't need to talk so much about the history of what's happening, but maybe more about the future. Were you surprised when you heard that the Air Force decided to do it anyway, despite 6,000 and some comments from the public that we don't want them?
Oh, I wasn't surprised. I was hopeful that it wouldn't happen, but I also wasn't surprised. You know, one thing is that the Air Force plans to put 2,000 of these jets all over the country. And they're actually starting their next round of selection for the next two bases. So they were going to have to put them somewhere. I wasn't surprised. I was hopeful that we would keep them out, but I wasn't surprised.
Mm-hmm. Do you think there is some plan here that has to do with let's start with progressive communities that don't want us, since we are the second such community to which this is happening, or do you think it's something else?
You know, I don't know. It could be that, you know, let's go into these liberal communities and see if we can get them on board with this, and then we'll just be easy anywhere else. But it also could be that we have a very desirable place to live, and a lot of the, you know, they talk about that the 115th Fighter Wing has some of the best pilots in the nation, and maybe they're accomplished pilots, and they like to live in a city that offers a lot of amenities. I don't know.
Yeah, a lot of amenities, a lot of festivals, a lot of intellectual pursuits, much of them for free, and now they can come and destroy the community, but until that happens, they can enjoy it. Speaking bitterly here.
Really. You know, I don't want to place the blame on the individual individuals in the National Guard, because, you know, people sign up for many reasons. I would not recommend anyone signing up, but there are people who feel that signing up for the National Guard is a way to serve their country and in an honorable way. My beef is with the federal government and the people who allocate unbelievable amounts of money toward things that are not helpful, in fact, are harmful. And, you know, then sick them on us, and then force the people who have joined the military service to go wherever they send them, whether it's a good idea or a bad idea, regardless of who it hurts. And I've worked with enough veterans to know that there's a lot of damage that happens to the people that we send to the places where we send the F-35 fighter jets and the F-16 fighter jets and the bombers. So, anyway, you probably want to know what we're planning to do next, right?
I absolutely want to know that. That's the main thing I and probably our listeners want to know. What's next?
Okay. So the very first immediate thing that we're doing is we're sponsoring a car caravan on Saturday at noon. That's tomorrow, from the Truax base, which is on Wright Street off of East Washington Avenue. we're encouraging people to bring all your NOF-35 signs and whatever signs you want to make, put them in your windows, attach them to your cars. We're going to be driving up Wright Street to East Washington, and then up East Washington to the Capitol and around the square. And we'll be honking, and we'll be showing our signs and showing our opposition very strongly. There have been thousands of people opposing this and working very, very hard, and we need to come together and make a lot of noise about it. And this isn't something that's going to stop the F-35s from coming here, but it's going to let people know that we still don't want them. And mm-hmm. we have other ways that we're also going about it. I mean, the Air Force has made their decision, but a lot of us are not accepting that this is final. We have engaged attorneys who have sent a letter to the Air Force letting them know that we're exploring legal options. So if anybody's interested in assisting with that, you can contact us through our website. But there's a number of problems with the environmental impact statement that have come up, and we've got the existing PFAS contamination coming from the base that has not been cleaned up, and there's no nothing that says it's all going to get cleaned up. So there's things that we can do to try to stop the construction from beginning at Truax. We also want to engage our supporters, and we'll be working on that to get feedback on what our next focus will be. You know, whether it will be working to make sure that community residents are not negatively impacted. However, we can do that. We have talked about a new mission for Truax. You know, originally our National Guard was supposed to respond to medical domestic crises, and a medical mission obviously right now would be awesome. We've heard that there have been some National Guard members who've been helpful with the pandemic, but they could have been much more prepared and much more ready to assist.
And probably much more utilized too.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Another thing is we could work to try to pressure elected officials to cancel the F-35 Joint Strike Fighter program entirely due to all the mm-hmm. reasons that we've been into before. So there's just the other thing we're talking about is working with other communities who are now where there's proposals. You know, we were helped a lot by the Burlington resistance to the F-35s in our struggle, and I think we opposed more strongly than Burlington. You know, we had a much stronger resistance than Burlington, at least a much larger one, and we've grown this movement. It's not just a one-time thing. You know, we may get the F-35s here ultimately. They won't be coming till 2023, but whether we do or not, somebody's going to get them, and it's bad. So we have an obligation, I believe, to make this not just a NIMBY issue, that it's a bigger issue.
Right. And we have only about a minute and a half or so, but I live in District 18, close to the mm-hmm. airport, even though the airport doesn't disturb me at all, except when the F-16s are flying. I'm taking a lot of walks in the neighborhood nowadays that I'm working from home, and I see about as many "we support the F-35 signs as I see the "no F-35 signs. Is there thinking about educating the people who support it, who will ultimately suffer from it, but I guess they don't understand it yet?
Well, you know, we're all suffering already, and they are too, because we're paying for this. You know, the F-35 costs $78 million. For that much money, you could buy... over 1,500 premium ventilators. You could pay 1,300 nurses for a year. You could supply what is an annual median income for an entire year for over 1,200 United States households. I mean, you know, it's just outrageous, you know, what we're paying for. So we're all suffering there. And in terms of the noise, you know, some people feel like, oh, it's the sound of freedom. And if that's what they think, I don't know what you can do to educate. But we try, and some people are learning more. And you know, again, I said it's sort of a larger issue.
Yeah. Well, Vicky, unfortunately, we're out of time, but we will keep, of course, talking about that. Thank you so much for your work.
Sure.
And thanks, everybody, for listening. It's got to be
quickly,
very quick.
Really quickly. Go to our website, SafeGuysCleanWaterWI.org.
Yeah, do that indeed. Vicky Berenson, thank you so much. And thanks to Shelly and Richelle. I'm STD Nora. We'll be talking again. Bye-bye.